Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A busy day at the Supreme Court. Justices rejected a push by President Trump to throw out a jury's $5 million finding he sexually abused writer E. Jean Carroll at a New York City department store in the mid-90s and later defamed her. The Supreme Court dramatically expanded presidential power, upholding President Trump's firings of the heads of independent federal agencies, but ruled Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her job for now. Last year, President Trump accused Cook of mortgage fraud.
But no, she seems to have had an infraction, and she can't have an infraction, especially that infraction, because she's in charge of, if you think about it, mortgages, and we need people that are 100% above board. And it doesn't seem like she was.
Cook denies the allegations. The Supreme Court is also rejecting a Republican-led attack on state laws that allow the counting of late-arriving mail ballots. I'm Ed Donahue.